ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रृण्वथा श्रद्धया नित्यम् कृणाथाश्च सचेष्टितम् कालेन नाति दीर्घेन भगवान् वीशते हृदि Ati didghena. Very prolonged time. Bhagavan. Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Vishate. Comes manifest. Riddhi. Within one's heart. Translation of Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. Iskand Sangshtavaka Charya Srila Prabhupada. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna manifested in their hearts within a short time. Translation responsively. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna manifested within their hearts within a short time. Cheap devotees or materialistic devotees of the Lord are very much desirous to see the Lord personally without meeting the requisite qualifications. Such third grade devotees should know well that material attachment and seeing the Lord face to face cannot go together. It is not such a mechanical process that the professional Bhagavatam reciters can do the job on behalf of the third grade materialistic pseudo devotee. The professional men are useless in this connection because they are neither self-realized nor interested in the liberation of the audience. They are simply interested in maintaining the material establishment of family attachment and earning some material benefit out of the profession. Maharaj Parikshit had no more than 7 days to live, but for others, Maharaj Parikshit generally recommend that one hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, nittam, always, by one's own effort and with serious devotion also. That will help one to see Lord Sri Krishna manifested in within one's heart in no time. The pseudo-devotees, however, are very anxious to see the Lord according to his whims, not making any serious effort to hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and without detachment from material benefit. That is not the way recommended by an authority like Maharaj Parikshit, who heard and benefited by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada ki. These last few purports, Prabhupada has been referring to professional reciters of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada comments here that the professional men are useless in this connection because they are neither self-realized nor interested in the liberation of the audience. Now we may think that such thing is not such a common thing, but actually it is. I was in Kathmandu, yeah, in our temple there, and so these people came to the temple. So there's one reciter, Bhagavatam reciter. He was only young. He was only about less than 30. Long hair, nice. Actually, he came to buy dhoti from us. He was buying his dhotis from our gift store, Kathmandu Temple. He was nicely dressed, long hair, and he had several disciples with him, maybe 5-6 disciples. And because this is the tradition in Nepal that one born in a Brahmin family is considered a guru, is considered qualified to give instruction simply because of his birth. And this is the tradition. the sentiment still there. So there are many such, what is called jati goshai, by birth Brahmins. And they make it their profession. Also in Bangladesh, similarly, not so much in Bangladesh, it is the jati goshai is they give diksha. They give initiation, because there are millions of people in the country, millions and 150 million people. So there's plenty of customers. So all they do is they go village to village and they give diksha, that's it. They give diksha mantra and get donation. And that's a business, that's a livelihood. And it's like, and because there's no meaning to the whole ceremony, it's called Kula Guru. The guru of the village, kula is the village or family. There's no meaning to the ceremony. There's also such ceremonies in Christianity and other Judaism, but they have no real meaning. You can read about Radhanath Maharaj's description of his bar mitzvah, and he's saying it's meaningless ritual that people go through and no one really takes it seriously. Similarly, in Christianity, they have confirmation. It's like initiation. But you don't really know what it is. And there's a picture of you confirmation time. You have no real... Confirmation means that you're confirming your commitment. But at that time of life, you're 12 years old, you have no idea of what it's about. It's just like a confirmation, you know, you go there and... So similarly... They have these Kula Gurus and they come and they give the mantra, Diksha mantra, usually some part of Gayatri mantra, some part or some other mantra, or Krishna mantra, something like that, like the Kama Beach mantra, something like that they give. And those of you who are chanting Gayatri know what we mean, the Kama Beach Gayatri, the Krishna Beach mantra. And they just give that, then they take the Dakshina, Guru Dakshina. At the time of initiation, you give Dakshina. And they give whoever wants. They give whoever wants. And then they go off to the next place. And again, you know, they give to whoever wants and take Dakshina. And this way they maintain their livelihood. That's it. And then maybe again a year or two later, they'll come back again and all the disciples are there. And then they collect donation, they collect Dakshina, and then go. And that's it. And this is the only qualification is that they are jati goshai. They were born in the Brahmin family, and people still have the sentiment that therefore they have some potency or they have some like connection to God because of the birth. That's it. Interesting little side point on this, that in Mayapur, many Bengali devotees there. And so it's a large community. So regularly there are marriages, regularly, so many devotees, 2,000. So regularly there are marriages. And interesting enough, that even though our philosophy, everything is there, so much we're hearing the philosophy that guna karma vibhaksha, it's based upon one's quality and one's activities. In fact, generally, how you determine a person's varna is by the way they sustain their livelihood, their inclination to work, and the way they're comfortable to work to sustain a livelihood. In other words, they will have those who... It's like that how they sustain their livelihood. You can generally evaluate what is their varna by how they make their money. Guna karma vibhagasha. So as confirmed by Krishna, guna karma. That's what how you recognize the varna according to the way they work. In other words, it's natural that you leave a person on their own for a while. They'll start just by their own physio-psychological makeup. They will start making money according to the best way they can. Right? And that means that their varna will just automatically become visible by the way when they have to make money, they'll start doing that according to their propensity and their talent. So that's generally how you can determine how they make their livelihood. And that's why Kaloshudra Sambhavar, that most people in Kali Yuga can consider sudra, because most people are employed. Most people are employed. There's a few people that are doing their own business. So most people are employed. There's a few. Most people are shudra category, because they're employed. They get a wage. That means a sudra, you get a wage. You're serving some other superior company or boss or whatever. Most people. Few people do their own business, not many. A few, that's Vaishya. And then there's those who are military, you know, military even rarer. And then most rare is a person who simply subsists by the donations from others. So, anyway, back to Mayapur, that 2,000 Bengali devotees, so the marriages are quite regular. However, it's interesting to note that when it comes to marriage, even though our philosophy is there, we're no qualified Brahmin at all, but based on your qualifications and your activities, that qualifies you as a Brahmin. However, when it comes to marriage, there's only three devotees in the community that do the marriage functions, and and that's because they're born in Brahmin families. It's kind of interesting. Okay, yeah, we got our philosophy. When it comes to marriage, you know, we want a born Brahmin to do the sacrifice. Anyway, just a side point, that one. So the sentiment is there that these cool gurus come and they give diksha, mantra, and people give donation, and people think that is valid, and therefore it's quite a good livelihood, a profession, a jati goshai. They make their living just out of giving the diksha mantra, and it's so many millions of people, and that's it. And people still, the common people still have the sentiment, they have faith that this is required, and therefore, still you see among some parts of the Hindu community that they come to Krishna consciousness, they're interested to get diksha, because they have this kind of sentiment that it has potency. You have to get the diksha from a diksha guru, you have to get it, otherwise you'll descend to the lower planets. That understanding is there. And sometimes in Mayapur, you know, people are there and they're wandering around. They're the first time they've visited, and they're looking at all the booths, you know, like the book distribution tables here and there, and prasadam distribution. There's prasadam, mahaprasadam booths everywhere. And sometimes they ask you, where can you get diksha? Is there a diksha booth somewhere? I want diksha. So anyway, this guy, he was there in the Kathmandu. And long hair and a nice one of our dhotis from our gift shop, and surrounded by a few disciples. So we were sitting and chatting, because you know the foreign people there, they generally tend to draw attention. So we were sitting and chatting with this Goshai, Chetty Goshai. And his disciples are there, and I was asking, what do you do? And he said, I recite Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm a professional reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And so, this is quite interesting. So we were chatting a little bit, and he's saying how he goes different places and recites Srimad Bhagavatam. Because still in Nepal, the sentiment is there that people, they want auspiciousness. They want to make a event auspicious. They will recite Srimad Bhagavatam, and so they hire a Bhagavatam reciter to come and recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And such people make a full-time living out of that, and reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And he told me that he just had a Bhagavatam recital in the place. And I said, what was there? It was a program. And he said, they were opening a hospital, and so they hired us to recite Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days to make it auspicious. And then I said, Pandit Goshai. Pandit Goshai, what is the... I asked, and all the disciples were there, and I said, Pandit Goshai, I have a question. May I ask the question of you? And he said, yes, yes, yes. And I said, what is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam? I said, you know, it's very rare that we find a professional reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam so qualified to be able to give us instruction and answer our questions. So we have this question, you kindly be merciful, Pandit Goshai. And answer the question, what is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam? So, hearing the question, he kind of looked at his disciples, you know, and discussed a little bit first, you know, what did I say? What did I say? He kind of like asked, you know, what's the answer? Anybody know? And And he said, you'd be surprised what he said. You'd be surprised what he said. He said, I do not know what the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam is, but I recite Srimad Bhagavatam because people pay me. At least he was honest. But he also thought that was acceptable. He said, there's no purpose to it. It's just, you know, because we go because they'll pay us. And that's why we do it. So that's his purpose in reciting, as Prabhupada said here. Prabhupada said in the purport. He said, I at least thought he'd know some reference. At least he'd say some reference about, you know, what is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam. But that's what he said. And as Prabhupada says here, the professional men are useless in this connection. It's not such a mechanical process that the professional Bhagavatam reciters can do the job on behalf of the third grade materialistic pseudo-devotee. That's the people who hire such a person to come. It's a materialistic pseudo-devotee thinking that this is devotion. But it's pseudo means a imitation devotee or a pretend devotee. Imitation? Pseudo-devotee. The professional men are useless in this connection because they are neither self-realized nor interested in the liberation of the audience. They are simply interested in maintaining the material establishment of family attachment and earning some material benefits out of the profession. Exactly what I experienced in that situation. So, therefore, what are you to hear such a type of recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam? Prabhupada says they're useless, even though actually such people they're very very good orators. You know, actually, they recite very nicely, and people are attracted, and the people like it actually. And generally, they will go to the more intimate sections of Rasa Leela and stuff like that because it's more entertaining. And they're reciting, and so this is interesting. You know, what's the benefit? Because the motivation is there, because there's no purity. It's a material thing from the person who's reciting, and the people who are hearing. They also have material. They're not doing it with the proper attitude. They're doing it to get some material benefit. And the person who's reciting is simply doing it to get material benefit. So actually that's all they're going to get out of it. And the full effect of Bhagavatam won't be achieved. Although we know, jasmin proti shlokam abhadava chapi, each and every syllable of jasmin proti shlok, each and every syllable of Srimad Bhagavatam is so powerful. Janataga, biplava, that it can create a revolution in the janataga, the sinful people in general. But that effect won't be there in this case, because the person has actually, they're not qualified. They're not qualified. Because they haven't got the appropriate attitude. So the attitude, so therefore the verse says, so attitude is very important. The attitude of the reciter, the attitude of the hearer, and the more your attitude is appropriate or in alignment with the ideal attitude, then the more effect you will get out of Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in the verse it says, persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously. Grinatas cha svachestitam. They are trying to apply, in the second line. Grinatas means applying, taking the matter, swachestitam, with their own personal effort, you know, chestitam. They're trying to apply it. They're trying to apply the message. They will have the personality of Godhead manifested within their hearts in a very short period of time. How does that actually happen? Well, because there's a well-known verse here which is similar. Because when you have the right attitude in your Bhagavat Sevaya, in your Bhagavat Srabon, then Krishna manifests in that within that Seva. Bhagavat Seva. Krishna manifests there personally. The word is starting with another well-known verse that we regularly he recited Srinivatam. Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyanta Ashtohi Abhadrani Vidunati Saritsatam. That Krishna becomes pleased with the person who is Srinivata, means inclined towards hearing. Srinivata Swakata Krishna. Those who are inclined toward hearing the descriptions of Krishna given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Such people, Ridyanta Shto, because Krishna is Ridyanta Shto, situated within the heart, Abhadrani Vidunoti. Abhadrani Vidunoti. Vidunoti means cleaning the abhadra, the inauspicious things in the heart. He's in the heart, and when he's pleased by your attitude to hear the descriptions about him in Srimad Bhagavatam, then he begins to function. Vidunoti, he cleans, he begins to actively assist you and remove all of the unwanted things in the heart out of reciprocation, simply with your inclination to hear. That is all that is required. Therefore, it is susukam, kartum. It is very easy. Susukam, susuk, very easy, kartum, to do. Because all you have to do is hear in the appropriate with the appropriate attitude. That's how easy it is. And just if you have that, that you're inclined to hear, Srinivata, Shruti Parayana, in Gita, Krishna says that Anye Tevam Ajananta Srutam Evam Upashite Tapi Chati Taranti Eva Mritu Shruti Parayana. Because you have an inclination, if you have an inclination to hear, it's called Shruti Parayana. Mritu, you can overcome birth and death. And srutvan ebya upashite, that the worship of the Lord can be done just by hearing. Just by hearing about Him. Just by sitting and hearing. And with the mood, simply, all you have to do is you have to not have a material motivation in doing it. If you just sit and hear with the attitude that this is pleasing to Krishna, let me hear. That's enough. All you have to do, it just has to be devoid of any desire to get anything out of it. Okay, I'm going to hear. In the beginning, we just do it at just duty. Okay, I'll go and attend the Bhagavatam class because it's my duty. And the more that we're able to have that attitude present, then the more effect will be there. Other attitudes can be there, like for example, like these people that wanted auspiciousness, they wanted to have the event successful by hearing, so therefore it's covering the effect. And there may be a little mix. Let's say, for example, we're going to the Bhagavatam class because we have a position in the temple, and therefore if we don't regularly attend the class, then our position in the temple will be jeopardized, right? So therefore that's a little bit of a mix. It's not completely the best attitude. But still, even the Bhagavatam is so powerful that just by hearing, generally people don't go to the Bhagavatam class for that reason. They may go to Mangaladi for that reason. But generally, we go to the Bhagavatam class and it's actually easy. It's we get a taste out of it. It's actually enlivening. It's actually enlightening, hearing. And people like to go to class for that reason. And that should be cultivated. Therefore, it's a cultivation. We have to cultivate the attitude. And by hearing the Bhagavatam, actually the desire to hear Bhagavatam will increase. It's a cultivation. And that is the beginning of, here as it says, that the Lord begins to manifest in the heart by this process. Bhagavatam, Bhagavan Bishite Riddhi, in the last line. Sri Krishna manifests in their hearts within a short time. And actually we experience that. That's why we come to the class. Dharma pro jita kaitava atra parama niramat saranam satam bedyam bastavam atra vashtu shivadam tapatrayan mulinam srimad bhagavate mahamune krite king vipara ishvara sadhya riddhi avarudyate atra kritibi shushu shubhi takshanat. The second verse is Srimad Bhagavatam. Ishvara Sadhya, ava, what is it? Isra Sadhya, Riddhi Avarudyate. That Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, Sadhya, immediately, Riddhi avarudyate becomes captured, becomes actually like locked up in the heart, okay, present in the heart. Riddhi avarudyate atra kritibi susru subish. By those who have an inclination to hear susru subish. You can look at the word, it means those who cultivate the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, they cultivate. That means that you do it in with respect. You hear the Srimad Bhagavatam with respect. You cultivate the hearing attitude. Susrusibhi takshanat. And immediately by that, just that little bit of respect, that little bit of inclination to sit down and lend me your ears. Right? Roman. Who's that? Is it Roman? I think it's the king. What was his name? Caesar. Lend me your ears. Friends, no countrymen, no woman, lend me your ears. That's all you have to do. Just lend the Bhagavatam your ears. And simply with the attitude of this is going to please Krishna, let me sit down and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. It's very powerful. The Bhagavatam is, when the sages at Naimisaranya, they asked Sutta Goswami, well, Krishna's leaving. Krishna himself was on the planet. Everything was so auspicious. Vinashayata, Dushkita. All of the bad guys were destroyed. Now Krishna's leaving. Well, what hope have we got? Where will religious principles take their shelter when Krishna departs from the planet? And the sages replied in that regard. They said, yes, Krishna, sva dham upagate, he's returned to his own abode. Dharma, jnana, adibisaha, along with religiousness and knowledge. In other words, there's no more religiousness, no more dharma, and no more knowledge left because Krishna has taken them. They were reposed in Krishna's form when he was on the planet, and now he's gone. So dharma, jnana, adibisaha have gone with him, having he's departed. However, they mentioned to Sutta in response to his question, Kalo nasta drisham esha puranak aduno ditaha. However, those people who are remaining in the Kali Yuga, who are nasta drishi, who are blind, nasta drisham, for those people, purana aduno uditaha, they will get the light, aduna udita, which is like a rising sun, which has just arisen from this purana, Srimad Bhagavatam. In other words, Srimad Bhagavatam is manifesting after Krishna's departure to compensate for his departure, to act as his representative in the Kali Yuga. Kalo nasta drishamesha puranak adunuditaha. It has just arisen, it is brilliant like the sun, and it will it dissipate the darkness of ignorance due to the blindness of Kali Yuga. So you get everything you get from the direct association of Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma jnana. All the knowledge is there. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of instructions about the message of Godhead, about the activities of Godhead, about the incarnations. Actually, Keshav Prabhu mentioned the other day, 10 subjects are there. What is that? Sarga, creation, sarga, bisharga, subsequent creation, sarga, bisharga, then sthanam, poshanam, the planetary structures, the situation of the planets, poshanam, maintenance, utaya, creation, amanvantaram, all of the different kings and descriptions of all the government and everything like that, isha anukata, descriptions of the Lord himself, the instructions of the personality of Godhead, mukti, liberation, nirodha, annihilation, and asraya, the ultimate shelter. And these 10 subjects are fully explained. So is everything you could possibly... everything is there. Everything is there. And Prabhupada comments, and Shrimad, complete education can be had. Everything, politics, culture, education, knowledge, religiousness, dharma, everything. Complete education can be got just by studying Srimad Bhagavatam. And ultimately, not only do you get a complete education from all aspects, you get Krishna. And you get love of Krishna. just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Ishvara sadhya riddhi avarudyate atra kriti vishu shubhiktakshanat. Immediately, Krishna will manifest in the heart just by the regular recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is preached. Prabhupada is described. Or Rupa Goswami, Bhagavat Sravan, one of the five essential items of Panchanga Bhakti. That Sakala Sharana Shrestha A Panchanga Krishna Prema Janamaya A Pache Alpashanga. Even one of them, A Pache Alpashanga, even you do one. Alpa, you don't need to do all five. Alpa, just a little, just one of them. Krishna Prema Janamaya, it will give birth to Krishna. Bhagavat Sravan. An example, so many examples are there. Here, Pariket Maharaj, nothing else. He's just hearing. He's just sitting down and hearing. And occasionally ask questions. But those asking of questions, that's simply due to his enthusiasm to hear more. Buyukataya triptihi shrinvato nashti maimritam. Arjuna is saying to Krishna, tell me more. After explaining the Chatushloki Gita. And then Arjuna says, tell me in detail. Vistraena atmana jogam bibhutim charjanardana. I want to hear the details. Vistraena, tell me the details of how you are savashachaha, how you are savam, what is it? Aham savashaprabhava, how everything is coming from you. Vistraena atmana jogam, you tell me the details of that. Buyukataya triptihi shrinvato nashti me mritam. The more you hear, the more you speak, the more I'm desiring to hear. The more you speak, the more I'm getting taste to hear more. Tell me more. So those questions of Pariket are like that. Don't stop. What happened then? Tell me more. Why this? Why that? He wants to hear more. He wants to drink more of the nectar. And just by this hearing process, then the feelings. Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasam. Actually, it's difficult to realize God. Actually, I went the other day to the hospital for a checkup because my family were all saying to me, you better get checkup, you're getting old now. Better get checkup. So my sister works in the Cabrini Hospital, so we went and we had the whole checkup. We were on the walking machine, walking faster, measuring everything. Good. We got the clean bill of health. So all my sister's friends, who's a nurse there, they're all asking me, you know, because seeing as there's a relationship, then they have the eligibility to ask all the questions. Oh, why you became Hare Krishna, this and that. And one lady was from Sri Lanka, she was a Christian, and she said, I'm wondering, why have you become Hare Krishna? I thought, well, what answer? There's different answers we can give. And I thought, well, I said, God realization. We want God realization. She said, oh, good, very good. Very good. So, but God realization is not such an easy thing. Even Pantashtu Koti Shadavatsara Sampragamyo Bayo Datapi Manasamuni Pungavanam. Pantashtu Koti, on the path of mental speculation, Pantashtu Koti, Koti Sata Vatsara. Koti is 10 million. 1 crore, 10 million. Koti sata. Sata is 100. So hundreds of 10 million is thousands of millions. Pantastu koti sata batsara years. Samprangam yod vayudatapi manaso muni pungavanam. Those who are using their mind, it's like science. Or the Vedantists, they're trying to understand God, like Savabhama Bhattacharya, trying to understand God. But Lord Brahma is saying that thousands of millions of years it will take to realize God. So prapada simna abhachinta, and he still there remains inconceivable after thousands of millions of years. Not such an easy thing. God realization. Bhagavan, and what's the other one? Atapi te deva padambujam prashada tvizana anugrita janati tatvan bhagavan mahimno nachanyam eko apicharan vichinvan. When Gopinathacharya and Savabhama Bhattacharya were discussing, Bhattacharya said, I should give him sannyas again. He's so young. I should give him sannyas again. Gopinathacharya said, He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't need any purification. He doesn't need to go through any education. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Govindacharya's, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's disciples said, "Ooh, where is it described in the scripture that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in Kali Yuga?" And Govindacharya's replying, "Without devotional service, Atapi te deva padam bhajam da prasada leshana anugrihita evahi, without a little bit of the mercy of God, janati tatvan bhagavan mahimno, the greatness of the Personality of Godhead, janati tatvan bhagavan mahimno, the greatness of the philosophy of the Personality of Godhead, na eko api chiran vichinvan, cannot be understood, api chiran vichinvan, even after many, many, many years of endeavor." So it's not such an easy thing, even those who are endeavoring to realize God, because the Bhagavan Mahimno, the greatness of the Personality of Godhead, he remains inconceivable. Tribir guna mayi bhava ebi sarvamidam jagat mohitam nabi janati. They do not know me because they are in illusion. Mohitam nabi tribir guna, because of the influence of the three modes. Tribir guna mayi bhava ebi sarvamidam jagam mohitam. Everyone is illusion because of the influence of the three modes. Nabi janati mam ebyam param abhyayam, because I am above these modes. So when we're influenced by the modes, it's difficult for us to get God realization and understand him. So therefore, Bhagavatam Sravan is so easy. Even if we're still influenced by the modes, we simply can participate in the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam, and gradually, Ishvara Sadhya Riddhi Avarujyate Atra Kritibi Shubhik Dakshanat. He becomes manifest in the heart just by that cultivation of hearing through Srimad Bhagavatam. And at the end of Gita, Krishna asked Arjuna, he's evaluating the effect of hearing. Kachchit etat shrutam parata. Have you etat shrutam parata twa ekagrena chetasa? Hey parata, shrutam, have you heard this? Kachchit shrutam ekagrena cheta, have you heard this with ekagra? Ekagra, ekagra means attention. Ekagrena cheta, your heart and your mind, have they been attentive to my message? Kachchit etat shrutam parata twa ekagrena chetasaha, have you heard this with an attentive mind? Kachchit agyana, where is your ignorance? Samoham, and your illusion. Pranastas te dananjaya, have they not been pranastas, completely destroyed now, as a result of your attentive listening to my message? So this is the effect. Just, he doesn't have to do anything else. He just ekagrena cheta shravan, just he has to hear with an open heart. And that will destroy nashta, that will destroy the kachchit agyana, any ignorance remaining. Kachchit, where is the ignorance? Kachchit agyana samoha, where is the forgetfulness now? Pranastas te dananjaya, has it not been completely removed? Has it not been completely destroyed? And what does Arjuna respond? Fortunately, he responds in the affirmative, nashta moha, that my illusion has been completely destroyed. Nashta moha. Smriti labda, again I've got my memory. And this is the effect that we can experience just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, that the illusion is removed. And we remember, Nitya Jeev Krishna Das, Abhishash Korleto Adukana, I am servant of Krishna. It's very easy. Chant Hare Krishna, worship Krishna, take prasadam, bow down, dance. It's very easy. Smriti labda, again we remember who we are. And we become enthused, we become inspired to serve, to function in our position as servant of Krishna just by hearing about it from Srimad Bhagavatam, just by hearing about the Lord. And it's so attractive that you become inspired to serve Krishna. Nigranta api urukrame kurvanti ohoitikim bhakti. That even the impersonalists become inspired to serve Krishna. Itam bhuta guno hari. Because of the attractive qualities that Krishna has. We want to serve Krishna. We want to hear more about Krishna. We want to chant about Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam evokes these feelings. So Arjuna is saying, yeah, nashta smriti labda. Again, I've got my memory. Tat prasadat maya chuta stito asmi gatasandaya karishe vachanam tava. Stito asmi. I'm ready, I'm firm, I'm ready to do whatever is required now. No more bewilderment, no more illusion. In the beginning, Arjuna is all bewildered, he's all bibranta, he's bewildered. Dharma shamudda cheta. I don't know what to do. I don't know what is my duty. Yet shreyatam nishchitam bruhi tanme. Therefore, you tell me, you speak to me. Bruhi, you tell me, let me hear. That's the beginning of Gita, and at the end, I've heard. And now, shtito ajmi, I'm very firm. No more shamudha. Dharma shamudda cheta. No more bewilderment. I know exactly what I'm going to do, and I know exactly what attitude I should do it in. I'm ready to go. Karishe bachanam tava. Ready to do whatever you want. Ready to do follow your order. And therefore Arjuna is glorified as the pure devotee and a successful servant of the Lord as a result of the attitude he developed at the end of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So bruhi tanme. Tell me. Arjuna is eager. You please tell me. And Krishna says, yes, yes, I'll tell you. I told others in the past, imam vivashvate jogam proktavam aham avyayam proktavam, I spoke. Aham, I spoke in the beginning to Vivashan. Vivashan manave prahu. And Manu spoke to Vivash. And Vivashan manave prahu. Manu ikshvakave brvit. In that verse, three times it says speaking. I spoke to Manu. Manu spoke to Vivashan. Vivashan spoke to Ishvaka. So evayam maya teja jogo prokta puratana. And again, I'm speaking to you today. Same thing. So it's not complex. It's the same thing. You just hear the message of Godhead coming through the Srimad Bhagavatam and a bona fide representative. And all in the right attitude that, yes, let me hear. I'm servant of Krishna. Let me hear about Krishna. That'll be pleasing to Krishna. And then Krishna will manifest in the heart. We can get the prema, bhakti, just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Grantarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna. Is there any question?
It's very, very straightforward. In this translation, Prabhupada says, and who are always taking the matter very seriously, what would that constitute? Just accepting it, believing in it?
Yeah, as you mentioned in the beginning, take it seriously, so regularly come. That's taking it seriously. We know, okay, class has got a class. So that's taking it seriously, that your approach, just like in puja, you have purvanga karma, collecting the ingredients. And that's part of the puja. Your attitude and the manner in which you collect the ingredients for the puja is also part of the puja, called purvanga karma, the limbs of the previous preliminary activities. So your attitude which leading up to the puja, they're also part of the puja. So your attitude to coming to the class, okay, come on, let's go. Oh, come on, let's go to class. That's good. That's taking it seriously. So come to the class, come on time. Regularly come. Punctually come, regularly come. That is part of taking it seriously. And then listen attentively. You know, don't play around on your SMS and other things, but listen, sit down, listen to the class. And that's it. And then just try to apply the class, or just, that's it, try to apply the teachings. Anyway, the potency is there that as we've heard, nashta moha, smriti labda, illusion will be removed, and again you become realized. That's God realization. I am servant of Krishna. As a result of hearing, you're inspired to serve Krishna. And even hearing in itself is sufficient service. That in itself. So all of these things are aspects of hearing with... What is it? Taking the matter very seriously. And therefore we have our culture of Srimad Bhagavatam like that. Susu Sabi. To cultivate the hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have a culture of Srimad Bhagavatam, and these things help us to receive it in the appropriate manner in the temple in front of the Lord. Bhagavatam is given a respectful position, and worshipped, etc. So taking it seriously, all of these things. In addition to that, you can become a Bhagavat Procharak. You can become a preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam, which also is made, that's also taking it seriously. that Prabhupada has made it very easy for everyone to become a preacher of Srimad Bhagavatam, because all we have to do is distribute the books. That's respecting the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Try to distribute the Srimad Bhagavatam. Or speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam. And of course, when it comes to speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, then one's effectiveness to teach Srimad Bhagavatam will also depend on how seriously one takes the message of Srimad Bhagavatam. Apni na korale shikanum na jai, Mahaprabhu is describing in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Apni na korale shikanum na jai eto siddhanta gita bhagavat gai. The conclusion of the Gita and Bhagavad is that apni nar korale shikano na jai. If you're not personally doing, your teachings will not be effective. So taking your matter seriously means that you apply, and then to that extent that you are applying, you are able to convince others. So that's taking it seriously, becoming a preacher from applying and then spreading the message, training others how to follow the, accept the Srimad and become a Bhagavad Sevok, servant of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Ras. Probably not something that we understand or that we try to understand. Actually, I started with Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasam and I didn't get around to finishing that. But yeah, because Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasam, the Bhagavat Rasam is something that you take through the ears. Pibhata, drink. Bhagavatam Rasam, that's the third verse. Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasam. So because the Bhagavatam is explaining the rasa lila, the rasa tattva, the rasacharya, the Rasa Shekha, the prince of Rasa, Krishna, and how he is reciprocating with all the devotees in different ways. Rasa Shekha, the prince of relationships. And particularly the first canto, so much in there, so much like a introduction to what you can expect in the 10th canto, first canto. So, so much Krishna dealing with so many devotees. With Krishna is dealing with Bhishmadev, he's dealing with Arjuna, he's dealing with Yudhisthira, he's dealing with Kunti Maharani, he's dealing with Bhima, and so much reciprocation. He's dealing with the queens in Dwarka. And all of these descriptions are described. How Krishna has rasa, how he has relationships with his devotees is described in detail. And all you have to do is hear that. Even as to about the gopis are described in the Kunti Pratana. She's explaining about Vrindavan, that she's bewildered, that how is it that Mother Yasoda can take a stick and chase you? And I, Govindaya Namona Maha, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How is it that Mother Yasoda can take a pick up a stick and chase you around? This is bewildering to me. So relationships of Vrindavan are also explained, where the devotees forget Krishna is God because they're so absorbed in their familiar relationships with him. So all of this rasa is described. That's it. Is described in Bhagavatam. So all we do is Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasam. All we do is we hear about this rasa lila. And we experience the same feelings. It's not so much a matter of Ishvara Riddhi Avarujite. It's not so much, Gyan is there, but also the feelings are there. But that is the Bhagavatam. It's non-different from Krishna. It is like you're having the relationship with Krishna, like the queens of Vrindavan, like the Pandavas, like the residents of Vrindavan. You can experience the rasa. You can taste. That's what Bhagavatam is. Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasam. You can taste the sweetness of prema ras just by hearing Bhagavatam. And that's why it is such an incarnation of Krishna, that just by hearing about it, we can gradually become a Roshik Bhakta. And the more we hear, the more we will develop the taste, and that's it. That's how the Lord becomes captured in the heart. Because actually the Lord wants to reciprocate with us. He wants that. He wants us to have a deep, intimate, loving relationship with Him. That's what He wants. He wants us to be in bhakti, yoga, absorption with Him. He wants that. He doesn't need it, but he, as God, He can want whatever He wants, so He wants that. And it's good for us. It's not that he needs our service, but he wants our service because it's good for us. And why not? We're meant for that. We're designed for that. So therefore, he makes it available. We can begin to taste that. We can begin to cultivate that just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is so essential to us and so worshipable. And therefore, and understanding the Bhagavat Mahima, Gaurav, understanding the Bhagavat Mahima, the glories of Bhagavatam, understanding that can help us take it more seriously. Thank you. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Gopi